In a shocking and unexpected move, South Korea's president declares martial law.
This really harks back to South Korea's previous history of dictatorship.
The country's parliament voted to defy the declaration, but it's not clear what these stunning developments mean for the stability of this democratic U.S. ally.
I can't stress this clearly enough. Any analyst I've talked to now say that as far as they're concerned, President Yoon Suk-yeol will not be president for very much longer. It seems like he has miscalculated here.
Today is Tuesday, December 3rd, and this is The Issue from VOA. Hi, everyone. I'm Lori London.
친애하는 국민 여러분, 저는
A surprise late-night TV address Tuesday by South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, declaring martial law and vowing to eliminate what he called anti-state forces as he struggles against an opposition that controls the country's parliament and which he accuses of sympathizing with communist North Korea. Helicopters were seen landing inside the South Korean assembly grounds while others circled above the site. AP reporter Raphael Wober has more.
Soldiers on the streets, police blocking entrance to the National Assembly. But this really harks back to South Korea's previous history of dictatorship, which ended in the 1980s. It's unbelievable for many people in the region to see this happening in South Korea again, because the country over the past decades has become such an economic and cultural powerhouse. It's a friendly place which people don't associate with martial law, dictatorship, or soldiers on the streets. It's not yet clear whether the turmoil will continue and how the politicians and people will be able to cope with this crisis.
AP reporter Raphael Wober. The country's parliament voted to overturn the president's martial law declaration, but still the developments have sent shockwaves through the country and beyond. U.S. State Department Deputy Spokesman Vedant Patel said the Biden administration is closely monitoring the situation.
This is an incredibly fluid situation. I'm not going to jump to any immediate conclusions at this point. What I can say is that we are watching these developments with grave concern. We're staying in close, appropriate touch with our ROK counterpart.
U.S. President Joe Biden has been briefed on the developments while on a visit to Angola. I spoke with VOA's Seoul correspondent Bill Gallo in the early morning hours Wednesday for insight into what led to this turmoil. Bill, thanks for taking the time. It is the middle of the night there as we are speaking, and this is certainly a stunning development. Did you see this coming? What is your initial reaction here?
Yeah, I can't really state this clearly enough. I mean, this was absolutely unexpected. We are used to, here in South Korea, to raucous domestic politics. It happens every day, and it doesn't get a lot of attention in the international press. This is a very messy democracy, and the system has been paralyzed for a long time. But there were no signs that this was about to happen. Whenever President Yoon Suk-yeol declared martial law tonight, talking about anti-state forces and the need to protect a constitutional democratic order, doing something that hasn't been done since the 1980s. This was a complete shock, I think, not only to foreign observers, to everyone here in the country. Really, really just sent shockwaves and prompted really immediate protests and a response by South Korean lawmakers who scrambled to the country's National Assembly, the parliament here, to overturn this decree. And as of now, that seems to be where things are standing. The South Korean lawmakers have overturned this martial law decree by the president overwhelmingly, and we haven't yet heard a response from Yoon as to what will happen next.
So are they able to overturn that? Is that something that can go into effect, or is it sort of more of a symbolic thing that he can override?
Yes, according to the law, the parliament can, in fact, overturn martial law decrees. So it's unclear what the president's next move is here, to be honest. many observers I'm talking to are saying the president has severely miscalculated, that he overplayed his hand. There was a chance that perhaps South Korea's military, which quickly descended on the parliament in the very late hours after Yoon's speech, there was a chance that they were going to try to keep South Korean lawmakers out of that building in order to prevent that vote. That didn't happen. Many lawmakers, according to South Korean media, actually fought through police and military barriers into that building, quickly declared this martial law decree invalid. And according to South Korean law, there really is no choice here. I think he must step down. However, you know, it's 2:30 in the morning. Most of the developments here have now sort of stopped for the evening, although many people are still on the streets. And there is, I think, an increased military and police presence. It seems that tomorrow we will understand the degree of the problems we are facing. There will be a situation where the military must decide whether to sort of follow the lawmakers or the president should Yoon decide to not back down here.
Are the military still in the street?
Yes, it does seem there is an increased presence. However, really, shockingly, for how crazy things got and how quickly this all escalated, there have been no reports of real violence. I think there were some minor clashes, definitely a lot of emotion going on. But this is a country that is used to mass protests. We haven't seen that in recent years. Of course, not the previous president, but the one before that was impeached as a result of very large protests in the streets. Civil society here can organize very quickly in order to sort of respond to these types of events. It is usually very orderly. This is not a country where you expect to see mass crackdowns by the police and bodies in the streets, tear gas, something like this. This is a very orderly society with a very organized military, a very organized civil society. So, you know, what you saw tonight apparently was sort of democracy and civil society springing to action very quickly in a way that, you know, in many ways was troubling, but also could be seen as inspiring, I think, in some ways.
Well, it's pretty significant martial law in and of itself. What's the political context? And is there any legitimacy to his concerns that his opposition was sympathetic to North Korea?
These are political attacks. That is a domestic political argument. This has been a part of South Korean politics for decades, really since the founding of the Republic of Korea. It is a longstanding sort of tactic for South Korean conservatives to paint their critics as being pro-North Korea. Now, of course, there are members of the South Korean, you know, progressive forces who do advocate closer relations with North Korea, things like this. And at times, some of those political forces have been accused, and even I think with good reason, of being too close to North Korea. However, the accusations laid out in the speech tonight by Yoon are actually quite vague, and the parts about North Korea appear to be sort of confusing, I think, to most observers. What we know about what happened, you ask about the political context. This is a system that is paralyzed. Yoon, the president, is very unpopular. Since he came to power 2 years ago, his approval ratings have been very low. In April, he lost a legislative election in a landslide, really. His party suffered an incredible defeat at the hands of voters, which gave the liberal opposition the majority in the single house of parliament here. And so this had created a situation where not much was getting done. There were fierce political attacks going back and forth. The political opposition frequently attacked Yoon Suk-yeol's wife, who has been accused of various acts of corruption and sort of influence peddling, things like this. They deny all of these charges, of course. And there had been rumors. I can say this. There had been rumors on the fringes of South Korean politics that Yoon Suk-yeol was about to declare martial law. However, I know no serious observer who seriously thought that anything like this would happen because essentially it would be political suicide for Yoon to do such a thing. And in fact, this morning in the early hours, any analyst I can talk to, I can't stress this clearly enough, any analyst I've talked to now say that as far as they're concerned, President Yoon Suk-yeol will not be president for very much longer. It seems like he has miscalculated here. He had already faced severe criticism in his own party for various reasons. And I think most observers here, certainly the ones I'm talking to, think that his political future is severely constrained, if not over, as a result of this move tonight.
And just a stunning situation that it sounds like you and other journalists and even just the general population just didn't expect to see.
No. We're used to dysfunction. We're used to paralysis in many ways and just sort of petty political fights. No one saw this coming.
VOA Seoul correspondent Bill Gallo, we thank you so much for taking the time in the middle of the night there to update us on what's going on there. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Issue from The Voice of America. On behalf of all of us here at VOA, thanks so much for joining us. You can follow The Issue on X and Facebook at The Issue. And for news 24/7, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Lori London. We'll talk to you tomorrow.